Our television critic David Bianculli has a review of the last of the major miniseries airing during this year's November sweeps. The show is called Poor Little Rich Girl, and it's based on a true story.
In the opening of Poor Little Rich Girl, zillionaire F.W. Woolworth tells his daughter that she ought to dump her husband, Franklin Hutton of E.F. Hutton fame, even though he, too, is disgustingly rich. As they argue, the daughter's little girl, Barbara Hutton, sits there and hears everything.
Franklin Hutton is a womanizer, a gambler, and a drunk. Facts of which you were perfectly aware when you married him.
He still happens to be Barbara's father.
He has publicly disgraced you, his daughter, and this family. You will have to divorce him. God knows what effect it will have on the child later on.
Well, the mother saves her daughter the embarrassment of scandal by divorce. Instead, she kills herself. Grandpa Woolworth takes in young Barbara, but he too dies before long, and Barbara is farmed out to one of her aunts on her father's side of the family. She has a nanny, a secluded life, and an unbelievably large trust fund. At age 12, she inherits $28 million and gets another $42 million when she hits 21. Yet Barbara Hutton, after going through seven marriages, dies with less than $3,000 in her bank accounts. It's the ultimate love-can't-buy-happiness story, TV's favorite kind unless you count Nazis can't win the war. And this week, it's a major miniseries from NBC starring Farrah Fawcett as the glamorous heiress. Considering that all of this is set against fabulous chateaus and dazzling scenery, and that Barbara Hutton's stable of husbands included Cary Grant, this Poor Little Rich Girl miniseries is almost irresistible. In the end, though, it is resistible because the drama is badly structured and because there's really no sympathetic character in the whole story. I have no quarrel with the facts in this docudrama, only the manner in which they're dramatized. The first half of Poor Little Rich Girl is much too slow. She averages one husband per hour. And the second half has to run sprints just to finish in time. Husbands are ushered in and out like pizzas being delivered. And most of them, like almost everyone in Poor Little Rich Girl, specialize in pill-popping, chain-smoking, drink-guzzling, wife-beating, or some combination thereof. The exception, of course, is Cary Grant, whose first meeting with Barbara Hutton at a fundraiser buffet table is the stuff of which romantic miniseries are made.
Did anyone ever tell you you're gorgeous?
Did anyone ever tell you you're rich?
I'd rather be gorgeous.
I'd rather be rich.
That's a wonderful scene, and even a fake Cary Grant, he's portrayed here by actor James Reed, is more dazzling and charismatic than anyone else in Poor Little Rich Girl. The scenes featuring Reed and Fawcett together are the best in the miniseries, but they don't come until the second half of the drama, and they don't last long. Fawcett is good as Barbara Hutton, and allows some humanity to leak through the upper crust facade, but Dennis Turner's teleplay is more like an outline than a finished work. It's surprising that the show covers so many events in 5 hours of TV time, yet tells so little. 5 hours devoted solely to her third marriage, the one with Cary Grant, would have been a lot more informative and intriguing. Poor Little Rich Girl is fact rich, but drama poor.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.